talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Good afternoon and welcome to Thursday's Talk About programme. I'm Deirdre Walsh with you until three, and I hope I find you all in good form. Now, I read a very interesting article in the Irish Independent this morning, and it's about how scientists in Cork have proved that a prescribed diet can reduce feelings of stress, anxiety and depression. Now, this very detailed study was carried out by two UCC professors, one of whom is Professor Ted Dynan, who for many years has been studying the link between our gut bacteria and our mood. Now, he actually wrote a book about the subject, which we spoke to him about on the show a few years ago. But in this recent research, which he carried out with Professor John Cryan, it was discovered that including certain foods in your diet, and these are regular everyday foods which we can all buy in the supermarket, can have a very noticeable positive effect on your mood and on your stress levels. I couldn't resist tracking down Professor Dynan again, and he spoke to me earlier, and at the outset I asked him to tell me a little bit about who participated in this study.
There were a variety, yeah. They were largely recruited from UCC. We basically recruited about 45 healthy subjects. Mm-hmm. And we were interested really in determining whether a diet could actually improve people's capacity to deal with stress. That was really what our objective was. I'm a psychiatrist. And, you know, a lot of psychiatric disorders, I suppose, mainly mood disorders like depression and anxiety, are often driven by stress. So anything that can improve people's capacity to deal with stress, obviously, is potentially beneficial. Now, over the years, John Cryan and I have published many different papers looking at how certain probiotic bacteria could improve ability to deal with stress. But what we wanted to do here was not look at specific bacteria or anything like that. We wanted to see if changing people's diet so that they took in more probiotic bacteria, which we call psychobiotics, and if they took in more prebiotics. Now, prebiotics are fibers that promote the growth of good bacteria. So we just wanted to see, look, if somebody went on a really healthy diet, would they be able to deal with stress more effectively? That was the question we were attempting to answer. So what we essentially did was we randomly allocated half of the subjects to go on what we called a psychobiotic diet, where they had an increased intake of fermented foods and an increased intake of certain types of fiber, which would promote the growth of good bacteria. And the other group were just simply given good dietary advice, nothing very specific, but, you know, don't eat too much fat, restrict your intake of sugar, you know, dietary advice like that. And they spent as much time with the dietitian as the subjects who were put on the psychobiotic diet. And what we essentially then did was we looked at stress measures and many other measures, including the gut microbes and various biochemical measures throughout the course of the study.
A lot of the foods that you put them on were very basic, everyday accessible foods like bananas and onions.
Exactly. We were conscious of the fact we didn't want to radically change anyone's diet. These are foods that are available at any kind of supermarket. So, you know, we advise people to take yogurt, you know, kombucha, kimchi, you know, probiotic food substances that are in any supermarket today, basically. And then, as you pointed out, there are a number of different fruit and vegetables that have a lot of inulin. And inulin is a prebiotic fiber. You see it in onions and Jerusalem artichoke and potatoes. And inulin promotes the growth of good bacteria. So we wanted to put them on a diet that had good bacteria. I mean, yogurt has lactobacilli and they tend, that's generally regarded as a good form of bacteria. And at the same time, we wanted them to take in fibres that would promote the growth of good bacteria. So, yeah, there was nothing unusual about the diet. I mean, most people in Ireland, or a lot of people in Ireland, would eat yogurt, obviously, and kombucha and things like that. And kefir are becoming more widely available. And I think 10 or 15 years ago, most people wouldn't have eaten or drank, let's say, kimchi or kombucha. But now, of course, any supermarket will have these particular probiotic drinks.
But there was also things on the sheet that are good, like, as you said, onions, bananas, oats, legumes as well.
Yeah, there were, yeah. So there was a fairly wide variety of fruit and vegetables that we would normally associate with having a high level of prebiotic fibre. I mean, when you look at the variety of vegetables, Jerusalem artichoke, for instance, has the highest level of inulin, which is this prebiotic fibre that promotes the growth of good bacteria. And that's been recognised for quite a long time. But yeah, it was a dietary change to put somebody on what we would consider, or what most dietitians would probably consider, to be a pretty healthy diet with a high level of psychobiotic bacteria and a high level of prebiotic fibres to promote the growth of good bacteria.
So what did you find, Ted, at the end of the study when you compared the group who had been on this diet compared to the group who had just been on what we might call a regular healthy diet?
The main findings really were that people who went on the psychobiotic diet reported themselves as feeling less stressed. So there was a reduction in stress levels, and at the same time there was an improvement in sleep quality. Now, we looked at other parameters as well, but they were the main findings. They were the most dramatic findings. People felt less stressed and their sleep quality was improved. Now, I'm a psychiatrist, and I'm very conscious of the fact that, as a general rule, when people go to see psychiatrists or psychologists, they're rarely given nutritional advice. Very rarely given nutritional advice. I think this is one of the real deficits. I mean, in recent years, we talk about more holistic management, and patients will receive medication, they may receive psychological therapies of various sorts. And, the more holistic the approach, the better the outcome for most conditions. But what has been glaringly absent, in my opinion, is advice relating to diet. I mean, if you went to a cardiologist with chest pain and it was diagnosed as angina and you were overweight, you would clearly be given advice about your diet, because that would be an appropriate intervention. But that doesn't happen in psychiatry at all. So this paper, which we've just published, which has come out today, which is in Molecular Psychiatry, which is one of the top global psychiatry journals, I hope that, that one of the messages, and it's a message that we've been trying to put across for quite a long period of time, is that nutrition and nutritional advice is very much part of the treatment for many psychiatric disorders.
And can you explain to me, in layperson's terms, Ted, if possible, how having good bacteria, good gut bacteria, can make you feel better mentally and psychologically?
Right. Indeed. Well, gut bacteria, as we've shown, do influence mental health. I mean, we've published papers previously. We published a study looking at people who were attending my clinic at Cork University Hospital and showed that they had a less diverse microbiota than healthy subjects. So when one is depressed, the actual diversity of microbes in the gut is altered. I think that nutritional interventions can have many benefits, but I think one of them is the increased diversity of the gut microbiota. And of course, they can also directly impact brain function. We've previously looked at how polyunsaturated fatty acids, now they're the fats you get from fish.
Yeah.
And those fats impact both directly on the brain and they impact the gut microbes as well. So they have two actions, direct on the brain and direct on the gut microbiota. And there's no doubt about it that fish, no, it isn't, the study we've just published isn't looking at this, but this is work we've already published, is that fish oils can have a very positive benefit from a mental health perspective. And of course, you know, despite the fact that we live in an island and very good quality fish is available in Ireland, it never surprises to amaze me how few people actually eat fish. I mean, many of my patients over the years will tell me, oh, I hate the smell of fish, or I don't like fish, or I would never eat fish. And, you know, it's important to point out that polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are a key component in our brain, we can't produce them. We can only get them from our diet. And the biggest source of dietary polyunsaturated fatty acids is actually fish, eating fish.
There you go. And you heard it there from Professor Ted Dynan from UCC. And, you know, just to stress, this isn't another kind of half-cocked Mickey Mouse survey. These are two very highly respected scientists and professors at UCC who've been working on this study for a long, long time. And Professor Dynan has a particular interest in the connection between our gut bacteria and our mental health. And that study showing that things like, I'm going to read you out the foods because it's interesting. A diet that includes the following: onions, leeks, cabbage, apples, bananas, oats, grains and legumes, as well as fermented foods including sauerkraut, kombucha, is that how you say it, and kefir. These are the type of things we should all be adding to our diet. And I believe there's a company called Kerry Kefir that I've come across a few times, and I believe their kefir is amazing and very natural and made here in Kerry. So those are the kind of things we should be adding to our diet to improve our gut bacteria, to improve our brain health. And this, as I said, comes from very, very respected scientists who've been studying this for years. Just something for you to think about this afternoon as we head into the bank holiday weekend. You know what to stock up on your supermarket shop if you're heading out on Friday.